Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network, based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CANT. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through May 15th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on Podcasts. At the very top of the podcast website is a link to the podcast calendar. So let's get going with this week's podcast, with events relating to safety, justice, and engagement. At the state capitol this week, several child advocacy groups host the second annual Day Without Childcare, through which they advocate for an equitable childcare system where educators earn thriving wages and childcare is affordable to all. The Austin Library Commission hosts a listening session and conversation at the Cepeda Library to discuss ideas for improving library services. And the groups Measure, Capital Catalyst, and Houston Tillotson University host a panel discussion on community-engaged research to inform a course that is offered at the university. Learn and share about how data and research can be used for social good. With regard to basic needs, specifically on issues that affect individuals experiencing homelessness, the City of Austin is providing three opportunities this week for the community to obtain an update from and provide feedback to the City of Austin on its current strategies and initiatives to address homelessness. All three forums are virtual and they take place on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And although we've listed this event on the calendar since the beginning of May, we'll note that this month marks the 20th anniversary of the Sustainable Food Center's Downtown Farmers Market. Every Saturday in May, there will be activities to commemorate this milestone. Felicidades. Congratulations. With regard to items relating to diversity, equity, and inclusion, Terrazas Library continues its AAPI Film Festival with a screening of the film Lucky Grandma. Also, the Austin Asian Resource Center hosts the 10th annual Celebrasia event with performances, food vendors, exhibits, and other cultural experiences. And finally, Undoing White Supremacy Austin hosts an unlearning circle where they will discuss the theme Activism versus Organizing and Individual versus Collective Power. Next, let's explore what's happening with health and the environment. On the environmental front, the Office of Sustainability and the group EcoRise host the 7th Annual Student Environmental Innovation Showcase on Thursday at City Hall. 12 student teams from across Central Texas will present their innovative eco-audit grant-funded projects in a science fair-style format. In terms of health and wellness, the nonprofit Southwest Key hosts a Latino Arts Health and Wellness Festival on Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at their headquarters located at 602 Jane Lane in East Austin. In terms of achieving our full potential, I'll start by highlighting a few education events. Austin ISD and Austin Partners in Education holds the annual awards presentation to AISD staff members and to one outstanding PTSA on Tuesday. It is called the AISD Salute Awards. Children at Risk and Texas Family Leadership Council hold the Early Childhood Education Summit on Thursday. And on Saturday, May 13th, BookSpring hosts its annual Read Aloud Festival, which is a free outdoor activity for the whole family. Attendees can enjoy refreshments, carnival games, and multiple stages at which local heroes will read to children and families in attendance. In terms of economic opportunity, Workforce Solutions Capital Area holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries Training orientations for healthcare take place on Mondays. Training orientations for information technology take place on Wednesdays. And training orientations for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades take place on Fridays. On Wednesday, Workforce Solutions puts on an information session on the opportunity to become a certified production technician. And also on Wednesday, and also Workforce Solutions holds an info session relating to a healthcare apprenticeship program. You can receive a certification via this training opportunity at no cost, and you also get to earn while you learn. We support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We can't list all activities, but this week we'll note the two recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Berger Center, as well as the Mobile Fresh for Less markets that take place throughout the week. In terms of artisan markets this week, we highlight two markets. The first is the Pop Market, organized via a tag team by Eastside Pop-Up and Top Drawer Thrift on Saturday. The Front Market is back for their spring event that takes place on both Saturday and Sunday upcoming. The Front Market is a marketplace showcasing women and LGBTQ plus creatives, designers, makers, and artists from Texas. I'll end with our fun and free features for this week. There's too many to provide a great deal of details for any one event, so I'll do some rapid fire mentions. For the music lover, there is the Big Squeeze Accordion Contest on Saturday at the Bob Bullock Museum, and a Mother's Day concert on Sunday at the Texas Capitol with the Austin Symphonic Band. For arts lovers, the Doherty Arts Center hosts Artorama on Saturday. And also on Saturday, the Blanton Museum of Art at UT unveils the new grounds or outdoor areas by the museum. It looks pretty cool from a passerby's perspective. And for those who love puns, I guess we have a uniquely Austin event, which is the 46th annual O'Henry Pun-Off World Championship. This is probably the most refined pun-off competition anywhere, if you happen to be wondering about such things. Much more could be said about this event, but I'll just leave it there. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of Cannes Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.